The Woodland Park Zoo here in Seattle is making some big changes to its elephant program following criticism that the program is inhumane. They're transferring their sole African elephant, Watoto, to another zoo. They're also planning to bring in a third Asian elephant and perhaps a fourth. Yesterday, we spoke with the Woodland Park Zoo's Chief Operations Officer, Bruce Bomke.
We believe having animals in zoos is extremely important for this chain of people coming to have a good time, becoming educated about animals, and ultimately caring deeply and creating an emotional bond with the animals. And we've certainly seen that with elephants and many other animals here. And that emotional bond allows us to then talk about some of the serious conservation issues that face animals in the world.
Now, for years, critics of the Woodland Park Zoo have said that captivity is harmful to elephants. Bomke disagrees.
We believe that elephants in zoos actually do have excellent welfare.
For another perspective on elephant captivity, we turn to Gay Bradshaw. She is the author of Elephants on the Edge, and she's executive director of the Kurulos Center. That's in Jacksonville, Oregon. It's a nonprofit organization that works to improve the lives of animals.
Elephants in captivity, zoo captivity and in circuses, live in very harsh conditions. There's concrete, very limited space to move in. And their food, what they eat, is very limited relative to the diversity that they have in free-living conditions. And something that's very, very important is that they don't have a normal social and psychological life. Elephants, like other animals, like ourselves, we interact with each other. We have families. And elephants that live in a vast, complex society. And in zoos, they live in isolation, perhaps with one or two, three or four or five elephants who may or may not be related. And that's very unnatural for elephants and has a profound effect on them psychologically and physically.
The folks at the Woodland Park Zoo say that having elephants in zoos raises public awareness on conservation issues. So people here who see them feel some emotional bonds to the elephants and therefore might be more proactive on preventing the extermination of elephants in other countries. What do you say to that argument that it's a good idea to have elephants on display?
Today we have all sorts of different types of media. We have television, we have videos, the internet, all sorts of things that bring the plight and the information about what's happening to elephants to the public. So there's a full, very rich resources that really talks about the needs for conservation for elephants in the wild.
Woodland Park Zoo officials have not ruled out the possibility of again attempting to breed more elephants. What are your concerns about breeding elephants in captivity?
It perpetuates the problem. Captivity is very harmful to the minds and bodies of elephants, and you can see that in their behavior, their expressions of their distress, which is head bobbing, swaying, self-mutilation. In cases where there are babies that are born in captivity, there's often infanticide. So those kinds of psychological states are passed down through generations. That's through neurobiology. So you're perpetuating very distressed mental states and also physiological compromise as well.
Here in Seattle, they're trying to transfer their only African elephant away from the zoo to another zoo, and what they want to put together an all-Asian elephant herd here in Seattle. What benefits might there be to having an all-Asian herd here, and what might be the problems of transferring that African elephant to another zoo?
Moving an individual, an animal, is very stressful. And so what you're doing is, for example, Watoto the African, she's an older female. She's going to be moved to a place that, well, I don't know where that is, but it's probably another zoo, and the conditions are going to be comparably poor. So you're really not gaining anything. The idea of an Asian herd, there is no herd. These are individuals that are thrown together. They are suffering tremendously psychologically and physically. So the only gain are from the people or the administration or whatever that is engineering this. There's no gain for the elephants.
Short of getting rid of elephant exhibits, is there any humane and healthy way to keep elephants in zoos?
No. Unfortunately, we're left with a very sad situation. Elephants in captivity, for example, in the United States, to transport them back into their quote-unquote native habitat is expensive, it's extremely stressful, and they would may not really, you know, thrive that well because of all of the years that they've spent in deprivation in zoos. So the best solution is to bring them to a sanctuary that has large areas to roam, very healthful environment, other elephants to be with, and then they're not subjected to the regime of being on exhibit and under the microscope, in a sense, being seen by people every day. So that's the best we can do, and that is pretty good. Again, they're not ever going to see their families again. You can't erase the trauma and the stress and the terrible loneliness and isolation and harsh conditions that they've experienced. However, you can give them back their dignity.
Are other zoos in the United States doing what you suggest they do, just getting rid of these elephant exhibits?
There have been some closures, but there's still a very strong breeding program. There's this idea of breeding other elephants, creating other elephants. That's not going to help conservation. These elephants are going to remain in captivity. Their psychological trauma will transmit across generations, and basically you'll get a spiraling down psychologically and physically of these individuals. That's only the quote-unquote scientific dimension, but when you think about it from the perspective of ethics, it's dreadful to think that we're perpetuating this practice of subjecting wonderful, beautiful individuals to horrible torture.
Gay Bradshaw, executive director of the Kouroulos Center in Jacksonville, Oregon. It's a nonprofit group that works to improve the lives of animals. She's also the author of Elephants on the Edge, What Animals Teach Us About Humanity. Last week, Seattle's Woodland Park Zoo announced some big changes in its elephant program. According to the Seattle Times, 26 zoos across the country have closed their elephant exhibits or plan to phase them out. This is The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds.